Good morning. Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann, and this week we're going to talk about the Clatsop County Spring Garden Seminar. My guests are Debbie Hostin. She is the plant chair and one of the officers of the Clatsop County Master Gardeners Association. Yes?
Not one of the officers.
I facilitated
the meetings and such for the Spring Garden Seminar.
Okay. And Marianne Myers, who is here representing the Food Web. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So we've been waiting all year for this.
Yes, we have.
And people have been asking me about it the last week and a half. So people are aware. Okay. So it's this Saturday, which is April 11th, and it's kind of all day. 8:30 to 2 at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds. And if you've never gone, well, this is different than it's been, but it's still, it has some of the elements that it's always had. Education, opportunities to meet people that make and sell stuff, and plants. So let's talk, Debbie, about what's up for the day.
Okay. First of all, this year we have a great lineup of speakers from the North Coast Food Web. Our theme is food, glorious food, and we'll have a couple of lectures. We'll have some food demonstrations and tastings, and Marianne will be explaining that in depth here. As usual, we have a very large plant sale.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
People have actually been asking me about, will there be starts of any vegetables?
There will be starts of tomatoes.
Wow.
One of our members is donating several starts.
Several?
Well, I think 100.
That's way several. More than several is three or four. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so tomatoes. But like lettuce, broccoli, things like that?
No, not that.
Mostly
it's perennials.
Okay.
That we dig from our garden at the fairgrounds.
Okay, define a perennial.
Perennial is a plant that comes back in the spring and blooms or berries or what have you, and then dies back in the winter and comes back in the spring again.
Long lived.
Yeah, and very much so, yes. And a lot of people, when they do buy perennials, if they don't know about their the way they operate, they think that they've lost their plants, but they haven't. They always come back.
All right. Well,
almost always.
Yeah, almost always. So let's give some examples of perennials that people will know.
Okay, primroses. Everybody knows about primroses. Costco donated many, many flats of primroses to us this year. We have Japanese anemones, which have beautiful flowers. We have autumn joy sedum, which is a very popular plant. We have many of those this year. We have nepeta, which is catmint. We do have chives. I forgot about that. We have irises, both Japanese iris and bearded iris. We have daylilies.
Dahlias.
Yes, we do have dahlias. Joni Chappell, who's our dahlia expert, is going to demo how to divide dahlias, and you can buy the dahlia tubers.
And she always has them labeled, which is so awesome.
Yes, she
does.
Of
course, once I put them in the ground, forget it. I don't know where they are. But the ones I got last year were lovely. They bloomed. It was my first successful year with dahlias.
Right. I love dahlias. another thing we're doing plant related is Scott Thompson is going to demonstrate apple grafting. And you can buy the grafts from us. So that's
Wow.
a really good thing to learn, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. Plants, I can't think of any. I'm the plant sale co-chair, but I can't think of
more. Are there going to be? One of the things that happens is somebody digs up something that doesn't do well in their yard, and they bring it.
Right.
So then sometimes things show up on Saturday morning or even Friday night that nobody anticipated, like a bunch of blueberries or some roses or some tree that they've just said, forget it. This isn't right for me. Or I have too many of them. So there might be some surprises that we don't even know.
Oh, yes, there always are.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
it's lovely. I know that we got a couple of blueberries that way.
Right.
And I don't know why the person didn't want them, But I've dug up things and brought them in.
Oh, sure. I do it every year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that, you never know what there might be. All right. So on from the plant sale, we have lots of other things. Unless there's more plant sale stuff you should tell us?
No. I think we've covered it pretty well. It is a huge plant sale. We probably have over 400 plants. So, and plus whatever our members and you know, private individuals bring in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then the proceeds from the plant sale benefit the Master Gardeners program. Is that
correct? Yes.
Oh, you know, we should talk about the event is free. If you've gone in the past, you might have paid money.
Right, exactly.
So the event is free, which means you can have, I mean, the plant sale was always free.
Right.
But there was confusion about, well, can I go into this part for a cost or this part for free? Now it's all free. So you can have all this education, a whole day of plant geekiness and food geekiness for without spending any money, although you can certainly spend money.
Yes, you can, because I can.
Right. So let's talk about vendors.
Okay, we have many vendors. And just to note, there are many vendors that are gardening related, plant related. We're going to have the Meet Your Farmers coalition there, some selling plants and others just there for information, to give out information to people, maybe sign up for CSAs. A lot of the we have a couple of book vendors that are there. We have Dennis 70s. We have Phyllis Taylor Art and Design.
God, is there anything she doesn't do? She's amazing.
Starvation Alley Farms over my way on the peninsula. Their cold press cranberry juice. Let's see, Watershed Garden Works, Trails End Recovery. Everybody knows about them. A favorite of everyone's is Gloria's Garden Gems by Gloria Roberts. Lots of vintage items, collectibles, and outdoor garden art. Let's see, Flannel John's Cookbooks. One of our speakers, Carolina from Corvus Landing Farm. And let's see, Glass Gargoyles.
I don't think I know them.
No, I don't either, but we will.
We will.
The Pampered Chef. Let's see. Of course, Teresa Retzlaff, also from North Coast Food Web. She'll have her booth. Arbor Care Tree Specialist. Biochar Farms. Seaside Ace Hardware, another good one. They set up a huge booth of not just garden-related items, but lots of things that they sell. Anyway, so the vendors at now, it's a very good mix.
The vendors pay money?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And so even if you don't buy something, if you talk to them, it's a good deal?
Oh, it's absolutely a good deal. And also, we have what we call a passport that every individual that comes into the seminar gets. And if they hit every vendor booth, they get a stamp or a sticker. And then they can turn their passport in. With the possibility of winning a raffle prize.
Oh, cool. Are you at liberty to share what that prize might be?
I don't really know what it is right at this point.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that sounds like a blast. So there are a lot of vendors.
Yeah, there are. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
We also have two raffles. We have a raffle of probably about 40 to 50 prizes. That are donated by local businesses, by members, and friends of members. So that is a very...
Is that going to be set up as it has in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you
buy raffle
tickets. And then you put them in the...
Right, you put them in the little buckets, and then we pull later in the day. We may even do a couple of raffle drawings throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not just garden-related. There are lots of different items, gift certificates from businesses, and all kinds of things.
But there also are lots of garden-related items.
Yes, there are, definitely.
And if you need something from gloves to boots to compost, it might be there.
Right, gardening books.
Right.
Okay.
Tools.
And, yes, a little of everything, a little garden art.
Yeah.
So I think everybody will be real happy with that. That's a very popular area, right? Absolutely. Across from the plant sale.
Yes. All right. Now, there's one other raffle that we should talk about.
Oh, yes, we should.
And that is the Tongue Point Job Corps Landscaping Crew Day of Work in Your Yard.
Right. And that is can be done in Clatsop County or over the river in Pacific County. Tickets are $5 a piece. You can, at this point, you can buy them at the OSU Extension office on Marine Drive. We'll also have tickets for sale at the event, but if you want tickets now, I think you ought to go pick them up at the Extension office because we will run out. Maybe. Hopefully.
Well, yes, I bought my book.
Me too.
Yeah.
And this is a wonderful, wonderful prize. 8 hours, including driving time, by the instructor, Chris Salisbury, and his students, depending on how many are entered in the program this year, you could have 12, 15, 18, and they will do whatever you need in your yard.
And so 2 years ago, I won this, and I'm hoping to win it again. But if you want to win, it's okay. Yeah, we can fight for it. Chris comes with some of his top students ahead of time, and you plan out what you're going to do.
Right.
And for me, it took a while to figure out, like, to narrow it down. I mean, I had so many things I wanted to do. It was really hard for me to decide, where should we go? I made a list of 8, and I made copies of it. And and we walked around the yard, and he really helped me figure out what was feasible for them and what was really within their skill set to do. And they did a project that went way beyond 8 hours. They were there over a period of 5 days and did, it dwindled down to like 2 plus him. But they built a wall all the way around and a bed all the way around from the street all the way up my driveway, the whole length of my house. And did this amazing, there was excavation equipment, and there was all this rock wall building, and then there were crews that were up doing weeding in other parts of the yard. There was stuff going on everywhere. I wanted all my irises moved. They dug them all up. We put them in new places. They took out all the weeds, and I have this whole new yard. So I'm hoping we could start on one of those other 6 projects that are still on the list. So, I mean, and the sky's the limit. It's whatever. I mean, you provide the materials, and they do the labor. And then they also have the tools, you know, so whatever, fancy tools. I mean, like my wheelbarrow was not heavy enough for what we needed. They brought big commercial wheelbarrows. So, it's certainly worth $5 or $25 or
yes,
whatever you want to throw at it. And again, the money goes to the Clatsop County Master Gardeners.
Yes, it does.
Now, doesn't the Tongue Point group also have, aren't they also a vendor? Don't they also have?
Yes. What they do is they have a silent auction. They put up, design a beautiful booth, actually 3 booths, of their work that they've done. They've built items from recycled materials. Benches, tables, planters, something, you know,
beautiful
items like
things.
That.
Plant, potting tables. They're just gorgeous.
Yeah, and we have a silent auction throughout the day to win those.
And now that's for them, right?
Yes.
That goes to them.
Wait a minute. No, it doesn't. It does go to us. Sorry.
Really? Yeah. Oh, they are so generous. Yeah, they just give and give and give. I mean, they donate stuff that they make, the cement, garden art that they make.
Right.
They donate that everywhere. And then they donate this. I don't think they donate this big project to anybody but us.
I don't think so either. And yes, it is a very, very generous donation to us.
It
and
is.
We really appreciate it.
It is. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk some more and we'll talk about all the lectures that are going on. We'll let Marianne talk. If you want to get in on the conversation, give a call here at Coast Community Radio at 503-325-0010, and we'll be right back after some Pink Martini.
Thank you.
We're back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldin, and I'm with Debbie Hostin from the Master Gardeners Association of Clatsop County and Marianne Myers from the Food Web. Okay, who is sponsoring the Spring Garden Seminar this year?
We have five sponsors this year, five very generous sponsors. Clatsop Power and Equipment, Dennis 70s, Seaside Ace Hardware, Trails and Recovery, and Timberland Yard Lawn Care. So we really appreciate their sponsorship.
Also, yeah, that helps defray the costs of putting on the event.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And you said there's a family-friendly activity area?
Yes, we do have a family activities area. One of our members will be putting on activities for children, seed starting, all kinds of different things like that. So
all day?
Involve the parents and the children together, and that should be a really fun activity for everyone.
Cool. That sounds great. Well, it's nice to have a family-friendly event.
Yes,
it's not just an adult go-to-school kind of day.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So now let's switch over and let's start with talking about Meet the Farmer Day, which used to be a separate event.
Yeah, the North Coast Food Web has been hosting a Meet Your Farmer event every year, and it's been standalone, but we have this fabulous opportunity in collaboration with Master Gardeners this year, so we have sort of mixed it right in with the spring into gardening seminar, and so our Meet Your Farmer vendors, our farmers, will be in. I think that we have, I think Teresa told me 14 so far who have committed to be there in some way or another. Some of them are going to be sharing a table and they don't have anything to offer for sale right now, but they do CSAs during the year, so that consumer supported agriculture thing where you get a box of produce every week during the growing season. So some of our farmers will be there with information about their CSA programs, and you can shop and see what's available. Some of them will be talking about the farmers markets where you're going to be able to see them, but a whole lot of them will have a little something for you to either taste or purchase. And I know we were talking about edible plant starts, and I know that Teresa from 46 North is going to have edible plant starts for sale. So there will be, if you're looking to plant some something in your veggie garden, there will be things
to start right away on Sunday or even Saturday afternoon when you get home.
That's right.
Okay, so and I'm trying to visualize this. I know where in the place where in during the fair.
Mm-hmm.
The Clatsop County Fair, there where the animals are, there that's where the plant sales on one end and the vendors are on the other.
Right.
Where are the Meet the Farmers?
You know, I have not. Do you know, Debbie? I have not seen the layout. I know that the Meet Your Farmer folks are all going to kind of be together in one area, but I have not seen the floor plan, so I'm not sure.
Do you know?
Probably in the middle between the vendors and the regular vendors and the plant sale and Tongue Point Job Corps.
Oh, so in that same building.
Right, in the same building, yeah.
All right, so they're all grouped together. And let's talk about why one might want to know their farmer.
Well, the reasons are myriad. And as somebody who's into food, I love knowing where it came from and whose hands have been on it and who I can talk to about it and who was really passionate about it before I got it. So just from that point of view, it's very valuable. But the other thing is that very often, especially for some of our smaller producers, if it's not farmers market season, how do we find them? How do where do we go for our yard eggs in mm-hmm. December or, you know, mm-hmm. whenever? So there's all of that kind of reason to connect with people locally, know where they are, how to get a hold of them, when they welcome people to their farm, all of the information that we want because it's not farmers market day to day and we need stuff. So it's really just a chance to connect.
Is there a list?
There is.
There is a list. Because one of the things one could do is on Saturday, get the list of everybody and then say, oh, great, Gary has eggs. I'm going to call.
Yes.
I want to get on his egg.
There is an online North Coast food guide. It covers the. It's called North Coast Food Guide. There are several producers on the other side of the river. There, it also covers Tillamook County. It's online. You can connect to it at northcoastfoodweb.org, and just hit the food guide, and it will. It is. We used to print it, but it got to be crazy.
Well, it was massive and
yes,
multicolored, expensive.
Yes,
nice paper.
And so now it's online, and it's ever so much bigger. But you can search by farm, you can search by product. What do you want? Do you want meat? Do you want poultry? Do you want fish? What do you want?
Uh-huh.
And it will hook you up with everybody in your area.
Oh, nice.
That does that, and how to get in touch with them. So that is the most comprehensive list I know of producers.
So who updates that?
That is a joint project of Food Roots in Tillamook and North Coast Food Web. And,
uh-huh.
Now we have it interactive so that farmers can go on and enter their own information.
Uh-huh.
So if they start offering something new, they can update their own listings.
Okay.
So that's good.
So let's talk about, we're going to have speakers. We always have education as a component of the Spring Garden Seminar.
Correct. Yes.
And we have some old... people that are old. They're not old, but people that have presented before.
Yes.
And some new. So let's talk about them.
Well, we're doing two seminars. The first one is at 9:30 in the morning. It's Teresa Retzloff from 46 North Farm and Kelly Heckestein from Spring Up Farm. They are going to be talking about growing good varieties of food for the coast. So that's at 9:30.
Great. So those will be like specific varieties.
Yes.
And kinds of things to grow, things to forget about unless you have a greenhouse.
When to plant, all of that kind of thing.
Great.
So that's at 9:30. And then at 11:15, Carolina Lees from Corvus Landing Farm in Neskowin is going to be talking about building good soil.
Oh, nice.
Which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're growing food or not. You need to know about that. So,
absolutely.
So those are the two seminars. And then in and around those, there will be three food demonstrations, cooking demonstrations that are accompanied by food tastings. So by all means, come. And I've been kicking that around. I'm kind of in charge of figuring out how that's going to work. And I... decided. We've had some requests for quick pickling kind of things. So I think one of them will be about quick pickles. One of them will probably be, I'm thinking braised greens because they are available now.
Mm-hmm.
They're available year-round. And then something really springy, maybe rhubarb, maybe asparagus, something seasonal right now.
Nice.
So that there will be tastings and recipe handouts for those. And those will be... I think that the first one is between the two seminars, and then there's one after. I think there may be one before. So they're about 15 minutes long. Everybody come by and have a bite of something.
Oh, good. Now, there will be lunch available for purchase?
Yes, there will be. We're going to have one of the Astoria Astoria Market's food vendors, which is called Smoked Salmon Chowder. So they'll have smoked salmon chowder, obviously, and other items. They'll be in the front of the outside in the front of the building with their truck. And then the Master Gardener membership also donates a lot of different snacks and finger food and coffee and tea.
So if people want to bring their own, they can bring their own lunch.
Oh, sure. We have tables set up for everybody to have lunch.
Or you can just snack and go to food tastings.
Come
and
have a little bite.
Right. Right.
Or have some.
If you're there all day, you're probably going to want lunch.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Smoked salmon chowder sounds very good.
It sounds
fabulous. It sounds really good. All right. So let's see. What have we missed?
I want to just let people know that there will be a Food Web booth. And if you come by that booth, we'll have a laptop there and we'll connect you with that online food guide.
Oh, nice.
And show you how to navigate it. It's real simple.
Okay. So we are talking about this Saturday, April 11th. From 8:30 to 2. And what's nice is it's not all day. When it goes till 4, people are really torn if they want to work in the garden. But we have it from the weather gods that it's going to be raining. So don't worry. Just forget it. Leave your garden alone. It's not going to rain today. Get out there today. And today being Tuesday. And then you can join us on Saturday. And now, the raffles are kind of, the raffles for all the stuff and the raffles for the tongue point, those are at the end, mostly at the end of, right, near 2.
Right, exactly. Maybe 1 to 1:30. We are okay. going to see about trying to split up the regular raffle, not the tongue point, but split it, you know, do part of the polls earlier in the day and then part later in the day. That way people don't have to stay all day if they don't want to, but they should anyway.
Well, at least it's not till 4.
Right,
I think
exactly.
That's great to have it less, and it'll be a blast. And if you want to see the three of us, we will all be there.
Definitely.
And lots of other people. And if you need any garden advice or you have a problem, if it's a problem where you see something wrong with a plant or you see a bug you need to ID, bring it along. There will be tons of master gardeners. That's what we're tasked to do, is figure out solutions to problems. And we'll be there, and you can hit up anybody you want.
Right, and we have a booth, a Master Gardener booth there, too, specifically to answer your questions.
Great, great. And now the class just finished, right?
Yes, it did.
And how many new Master Gardeners have we got?
I'm not sure. I think maybe 16.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great, great. Little hatchlings out into the world.
That's right, yeah.
And you'll see them at,
everywhere.
Soil tests and fairs and anywhere where master gardeners are giving out information or doing things
right.
to help people do a better job in their yard. All right. Well, if you need more, you can give us a call at 503-325-0010. Next week, To Your Health returns, and Carol is here with all kinds of folk. How about Beers to Your Health at the Astoria Co-op's monthly food and wellness lecture presents owners of Starvation Alley Farms, Washington's first certified organic cranberry farm, on this Thursday the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Fort George Lovell Showroom, open to all ages. That sounds like a blast. And the North Coast Land Conservancy's Listen to the Land program presents anthropologist Doug Dewar, exploring the legacy of founding State Park Supervisor Samuel Boardman on Wednesday. Oh, that's next Wednesday, the 15th at 6 p.m. at the Seaside Library. Lots of things going on. Keep your eyes peeled. It is 1 minute before 10 o'clock. You're listening to Coast Community Radio at KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, and streaming wherever you are on the web at coastradio.org, where this program will be downloaded as a podcast, or as a possible podcast within the hour. Thank you very much, Debbie Hostin and Marianne Myers, for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it was way fun. I can't wait till Saturday. I didn't know what I was doing Saturday until
now you do.
Realized that's it. All right. Have a great week.